MSO News giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, May 24, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Mix of clouds and sun today, temperatures near 70, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 3:41 p.m. There's a third candidate now running for mayor in Beverly. Paul Layton of the Salem News reports that Big Jim's auto body owner Jamie Zarella has taken out nomination papers. Zarella has never run for political office, but he says the main reason for running is the poor condition of Beverly's roads and the closing of the Hall Whitaker Bridge. The primary election for mayor is set for September 26, with the general election on November 8. Salem will be swearing in newly elected Mayor Dominic Pengello on Saturday at 2 p.m. at a ceremony at the Bentley School. State education officials are considering some type of ban on the use of cell phones by students in public schools. Salem News Statehouse reporter Christian Wade writes today that Education Commissioner Jeff Riley said that there are no proposals to set any statewide mandates on cell phone use, but he believes it is a pressing issue that needs to be dealt with by the schools. The commissioner hosted a panel discussion on the topic for the Board of Education. Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker led work at the State House on juvenile justice when he was state representative from Salem. He is now continuing that work in the DA's office.
I was very fortunate with Senator Cream. We co-chaired the Emerging Adults and Adolescent Task Force. And looking for best practices, and interesting, just last week I met with some public defenders for the Committee for Public Counsel, and they actually had my report, and they had read it, and they concurred with a lot of what we recommended there. I'm looking here to put a lot of those and implement a lot of the best practices in here at the DA's office. So we work really closely with our juvenile justice unit. I've met with the judges in the juvenile court. I've spent some time up in Lawrence. We're really looking to have as robust a juvenile diversion as we can. We know the data is very clear. The longer we can keep somebody out of the system, and as long as we do it with public safety in mind, we know that their chance of success is much better.
One additional area of juvenile justice work Tucker hopes to expand as district attorney is restorative justice.
Something that is really important to me, and that's something called restorative justice, where in appropriate cases, where victims of a crime and the perpetrators of those crimes, the defendants, will sit across from each other and have a dialogue and try to come to some type of understanding. It works. I've seen it work. We can't use it in every single case, but often in a lot of these cases, particularly in these misdemeanors, and if this restorative justice is successful, it will spare that young person from having a record. And we've seen the data. It's very successful. I intend to have as robust a juvenile justice program as possible.
That's Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker. And Peabody will be hosting a Hazardous Waste Day on Saturday, June 3. According to the Salem News, the event will be held at the DPW facility at 50 Farm Street from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sports is next with Bill Newell on Endicott Baseball advancing in the NCAA playoffs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. Well, the Celtics fought off elimination in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals last night by beating the Miami Heat, finally 116-99. The Celtics do trail the series 3-1, Game 5 back in Boston tomorrow night. The Red Sox lost to the Angels 4-0 last night. The two teams play again tonight in L.A. In high school sports, boys lacrosse, St. John's Prep topped Malden Catholic 15-5. They're now 16-2 overall. In baseball, Beverly beat Peabody 8-0 behind the 11-strikeout, one-hit performance by Noah Guansey. The Panthers are now 14-5 and do have a share of the Dunn title for the second straight year in the Northeastern Conference. The nationally ranked Endicott baseball team, 43 wins, 7 losses, is set to host Ithaca in the best-of-3 NCAA Super Regionals this weekend, beginning on Friday. Endicott coach Brian Haley on his balanced Gulls team.
Yeah, I mean, the pitching has certainly been a strength of ours, but I think we're a pretty balanced team. I don't think there's one facet of the game that I'd say is better than another. I think we pitch it really well. As you saw, we defend the heck out of it. We make plays. We could swing it too. So I think this is the most balanced team I've ever coached. And for that reason, the best team I've ever coached.
Endicott will host Ithaca in the best of three game series beginning on Friday. What about Ithaca?
Yeah, I know Ithaca's a perennial national contender. They're a great program. I do know we'll be at home. I know we'll be hosting. I was told that. So we're excited about that. I think anytime we can play in Beverly in front of our fans and our people, we're in a good spot. So it'll be a battle. I think we know we're getting into another dogfight with another great team, but we'll be ready.
Endicott coach Brian Haley is confident his team will be ready to compete this weekend.
Yeah, no panic. I just think they know how good they are, and they know if they stick together and support each other and kind of have fun and focus throughout the course of a game, they're usually going to win the game. So I just think they're really prepared to deal with adversity. We've been dealing with it not a ton this year. We've had a lot of wins. But anytime we've lost, we've bounced right back and played a great game. And I think these guys just understand that it's just on to the next one. They keep a really good perspective.
We will have more on this weekend series between Endicott and Ithaca a little bit later on our website this week. Also, check out Matt Williams' baseball column in today's Salem News. We have a link to that column on this post if you just scroll down below to the top of the sports section right here on North Shore Today. That is sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are msonewsports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about msonewsports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. Sure.